where do you go to school?
Okay, I go to school at Viterbo University in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
And what's your name and what are you majoring in?
My name is Callie and I am majoring in nursing.
Wonderful. Callie, what do you think about TV? Like, do you like it? Do you like reality TV? Or what do you like to binge watch?
Lately, I've been binge watching The Golden Girls because they make my life. Sophia Petrillo, the really old lady. I aspire to be her when I'm an older woman. But I do watch a little bit of reality TV. Look, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, maybe a little bit of WWE. Well, okay, WWE is more Brett, but, you know, I get into it a little bit. With WWE, things have been really weird. No audience. And Brett still enjoys to watch it. I find it, it's an Akko Taco situation. And I'm like, why are you even doing that? Like, they're just in a small ring and they're, like, trying to do their smack talk and everything. And I'm like, nobody's cheering you on. Who are you talking to? What are you talking about? Because that makes no sense.
So do you think they should have canceled it? And they should have just, like, postponed it and, like, put it all on pause until they can get an audience back in there?
You bet. I definitely think they should have. Or maybe, like, I don't know, make a movie about everything that's going on and make something about all the wrestlers. Do something like that.
I know a lot of movies have been stopped in the premieres of all that kind of stuff. Do you know of any, like, particular movie that you were really looking forward to that's now been canceled because of the coronavirus?
Not any movies, no. I think it is very, very beneficial of how any movies that, like, were coming out or, like, in the movie theaters, how they're making them, like, apparent now, like, on TV for any devices you have. Like, that's really nice that they're doing that, because then that does promote of, you can stay home and have a home movie night. Like, we're not just canceling all this stuff, so, like, you can't see any of these movies. Here's another option for you. So it is nice how all of these places are trying to adapt to, like, keep their business going. It's just the fact the people that are still going out and still trying to live life, quote unquote, it's hard.
Yeah. So let's say you are on a reality TV show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they take away all your devices, take away all your phones. So you are isolated during this, because this is what happened to some people over in Germany for Big Brother. They were isolated, and then all of a sudden the producers had to be like, oh, by the way, there is a national outbreak. Thousands of people are dying every single day. How would you handle that? How would you want that news brought to you? Because we've been able to kind of slowly get pushed into it. You know, first we found about it in China. But these people are, boom, smack dab, they wake up and they're in the middle of this. How would you personally want to be able to be told this horrible news that, hey, thousands of people are dying and we don't know what to do about it?
I think I would, if anyone were to tell me that, I would rather hear it from my mom, because any way you get that information, even if you obviously don't know any of these people, but you hear that thousands and thousands of people are dying from this, it's obviously a really scary thing, because then it puts into perspective of, like, I can get this, I could die. My loved one could get this, they could die. Yeah, I don't think there's any easy way to break that news at all. I would definitely want my mom to tell me that, and then tell me, like, the science behind it of, like, what's going on with this virus, what are some of the signs and symptoms with this virus, so that I could really, like, actually kind of figure, like, not figure out what's going on with it, but, like, just understand it better to kind of catch me up.